Hello, everyone. I am Rumik Paramoe, and this is Zion's Road Podcast. Okay, so today we'll be looking at the topic time and destiny. So the last episode, I talked about time, and I said the past, the present, and the future already exists, and time is not a flowing river, but it's a static river, or it's a frozen river. And the reason we think of time as, you know, the passage from past, you know, to the present and to the future is because of the illusion of the Earth, you know, going around the sun. And then we have, you know, night and day. So we have the perception or the illusion of the flow of time. But as you're listening to this, the future already exists. So the future is taking place right now, and the past is taking place right now. So that is why, you know, Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. So, and he's the Alpha and Omega, he's the beginning and the end. He's the was, the is, and the is to come. So, he's in the past, he's in the present, and he's in the future at the same time. Because God dwells in the realm of the eternal now, where everything is taking place as one. Okay. So, having understood this, when God looks at you, he doesn't just see your present or your past. He also sees your future. So when he looks at you, he sees who he has called you to be. So we must learn to see ourselves the way he sees us. You know, when David was taking care of the sheep, you know, when he was when he wasn't a king, God was seeing a king. When Jeremiah was born, God was seeing a prophet. You know, when Paul was persecuting Christians and throwing Christians to jail, God was seeing a great apostle and a prophet who would write a large part of the New Testament. So before, that's why in Jeremiah 1, verse 5, God was speaking to Jeremiah, said, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you, and before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you and I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. So before Jeremiah's mother met Jeremiah's father, God already knew Jeremiah. So you pre-existed your existence on this earth. You pre-existed your existence on this earth. So before you ever came to this earth, you already existed. You already existed in the eternal realm. And God breathed you into your mother's womb to fulfill a purpose. Because God doesn't create anything without purpose. Right? So he knew that you were going to be here at this time in history. You could have been born in the Dark Ages. You could have been born in the first, second, third century. You could have been born in the 1400s. But according to the wisdom of God, he looked at the timeline and he knew that this is the best time for this person to fulfill purpose. So he told Jeremiah, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. So he said, I knew you. So the formation of man in the womb does not pre-exist the knowing of, you know, of God, of that man. So before Jeremiah ever entered into his mother's womb, God already knew Jeremiah. And God already saw him as a prophet. Says, before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you and I ordained you as a prophet unto the nations. So your calling pre-exists your birth. So that is why, you know, as Christians, we must take abortion seriously, because it's one of those things that that is a tool for the devil for destroying destinies. Because man is not just a clump of cells. When you look at someone, you are looking at a design made by God to fulfill a purpose. Okay, and in the book of Galatians 1, verse 15 to 17, Paul said, is Paul speaking, he said, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus." This is when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, called me by his grace to reveal his son in me. So what is Paul talking about here? He said even from his mother's womb, he was already called. He was already separated as someone who would preach the gospel. So when Paul was roaming around, you know, persecuting Christians with so much passion, God was looking at him and saying, "This is my apostle." Because when God looks at you, he doesn't just see your present and your past. He sees who he has created you to be. Because before you were ever born, all your days were written in a book. So you are a book written by God, sealed. And for that, and it takes, you know, Christ to open that book so that you begin to fulfill what has already been written concerning you. And we can see this in Psalm 139 from verse 15. It says, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth." Verse 16, "Your eyes saw me when I was unformed, and in your book were written the days that were formed, when not one of them had come to be." So what is David talking about here in your book? So, which means, you know, your life is a book. And God is, your existence on this earth is a story that is being told. A story that will be read for all eternity. That is why the Bible says we are living epistles. So your life is telling a story. And the greatest story we can tell is that which glorifies God. So verse 16 again, it says, "Your eyes saw me when I was unformed, and in your book were written the days that were formed, when not one of them had come to be." So even before David was born, his days were already written. God already wrote his story. Isn't that so beautiful? That's why the Bible says, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book to do that which is written of me." So your purpose, your calling is that which has been written by God, and it pre-exists your coming to this earth. So your coming to this earth is not a mistake. It's not by chance. It's by the divine wisdom and the divine counsel of God. That God looked through the timeline from the beginning to the end of time, and he saw by his wisdom that this is the best time for you to be born to this earth. Okay, so before I formed you, I knew you. before you came forth out of the womb. That's Jeremiah 1 verse 5. He says, I sanctified you and I ordained you as a prophet unto the nations. So when we think of ourselves, we must not just see ourselves in the present. We also have to see who God has called us to be. And it's very important to know your calling, your purpose. And I don't think, you know, God is going to reveal the fullness of it to you, because our walk with God is a walk of faith. So God will give you glimpses of who he has called you to be. And as you begin to walk with him, you see how your scroll, your book begins to be unveiled and begins to open from page to page. Yeah. So God was telling Jeremiah, yeah, he said, I've called you to be a prophet to the nations. But at this instant, Jeremiah did not know all he was going to do. But he knew he was called to be a prophet. But what kind of prophet? You know, how would the people receive his prophecy? Is he just going to prophesy to Israel or to other nations? Which nation in particular? He had glimpses, but he didn't know the full picture, because it's supposed to be a walk of faith. Because God loves us to, you know, to keep that awe and wonder. And as we walk with him, we see how pages of our scroll is being unveiled and being opened. And then sometimes we wonder and say, God, you know, I didn't know you had this plan for me. Because it's a walk of faith. And even before Adam was made, he already saw you, he knew you. And he called you. And he knew you were going to be born at this particular time in history. And he called you for a specific purpose, to live, to walk with him. So we all have our individual calling and assignments. Just like Jeremiah, yeah, his assignment was to be a prophet. David's assignment was to be a king. He had other things attached to that. But he was called to be a king and to write psalms and songs. You know, Paul was called to be an apostle and a prophet and to write books, or to write later that would eventually become, you know, books in the New Testament. Peter was called to bring the gospel to the Jews. Paul was called to bring the gospel of Christ to the Gentiles. So everyone has a specific purpose, a personal thing they've been called to do. For you, it may be God has called you to be an artist, or to be a singer, a songwriter, or a dancer, or a preacher, or an apostle, or a prophet, or an intercessor, or a business person. What has God called you to do? What is written in your scroll? What did he speak concerning you in his divine counsel before the world was? Because he saw you. He knew you before you were ever born. And at the appointed time, he breathed you. He breathed you into your mother's womb to be released into the realm of time at this particular era of history. Okay, so like I said, we must learn to see ourselves the way he sees us. To see ourselves not just in the present, but also in the future. Right now, you may be broke. Things may not be going well for you. But as a child of God, you must understand that is not who you are. You are who he has called you to be. You know, Jeremiah here, you know, verse 6, he said, Then said I, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, you shall speak." So Jeremiah was saying, "But God, I'm a child. You are calling me a prophet." But when God was looking at him, he wasn't seeing a prophet. He wasn't seeing a child. He wasn't seeing a weakling. He was seeing a prophet that would take his word to the nations of the earth. So see yourself the way God sees you. You may look at yourself and think, you know, right now I have nothing, I'm broke, things aren't working. But God is seeing a mighty man. God is seeing a millionaire. God is seeing an apostle. God is seeing someone who will heal the sick. You may be looking at yourself right now and thinking, I'm not feeling okay, I'm sick and all that. God is seeing someone who has already been healed. He's seeing someone who will bring his healing anointing to the nations of the earth. He's seen a prophet, he's seen an apostle, he's seen a business person who will sponsor his work in the nations of the earth. So see yourself the way he sees you. Because one of the ways we can work in destiny is to have the thoughts of God concerning us. Is to see ourselves the way he sees us. You know, when Jesus was 12 years old and he went to the temple, he told his parents, he said, "Don't you know I must be about my father's business?" He was 12, but he knew that he was the son of God. So what has God spoken concerning you, and are you seeing yourself the way he sees you? Because if you don't see yourself the way he sees you, the world will redefine you and tell you and give you a false image of who you are. The world will tell you that you are broke. The world will tell you that you are weak. The world will tell you that you have nothing. The world will tell you that you are depressed. The world will tell you that you are full of fear. The world will tell you that you cannot fulfill purpose. The world system will tell you that, you know, you are sick. But step into the realm of eternity and let God reveal, open your scroll to you and let him show you what has been written concerning you before the world was. Before the world was ever created, let him show you that which he has called you to be. You know, the Bible says the Lamb of God was crucified from the foundation of the world. So even before the world was created, Christ was already crucified, which is his life and his destiny was already written. And it was already spoken in the divine counsel of God. So before the world was made, God already spoke forth your destiny. It was already written. So what you are doing in time is what is already passed in eternity. It's what has already written. So don't be afraid. Don't think, will I be able to do all these things that God has called me to do? Will I be able to fulfill purpose? Will I be able to become that prophet, that business person that he has called me to be, that inventor that he has called me to be? Understand that it is already finished. You are living in the days of future past. Your life has been finished. It has been written, sealed in the realm of eternity. So as long as you walk with God, he will always lead you and he will direct you so that you will fulfill that which he has called you to do upon the earth. So don't be afraid. You know, sometimes we want to be so precise as, "Oh God, I hope I am in the will of God." As long as you are walking with him, you will always be in his will. As long as you are truly walking with him and seeking him, you will always be in his perfect will. And sometimes you wouldn't know that you are in his perfect will, but he's leading you. And then you get to a certain extent and you think, "Oh, so it was God all along leading me on this path." That is the testimony of a child of God. to understand, see yourself the way he has called you to be. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, called to bring his light upon the earth. You are an ambassador of heaven. And you know, I said we all have our individual purpose, but the greatest purpose that God has brought us to this earth for is to be conformed to the image of Christ, is to become like Jesus, is to do the greater works that God has called us to do. That is the ultimate purpose of man, to become like God, to become like Jesus. So every day he calls us to grow in love and to grow in authority. And as we grow in love, we also increase in authority. And the ultimate purpose of that is that Christ may be formed in us. The ultimate purpose of that is that we can fully reflect the light of Christ upon the earth. So that is your ultimate purpose, to become more and more like Jesus. So that when you stand before God, he sees his Son in you. He sees the fullness of Christ formed in you. So that is your ultimate purpose. Thank you. So I hope you subscribe, or rather you follow this podcast if you are listening to it on Spotify, and click the notification bell so that you get every new episode that comes up. So thank you. Have a great day, and God bless you.